To help support this podcast
and get exclusive bonus content and rewards,
make a monthly pledge at
patreon.com/universebox.
And remember to think outside.
Do not adjust your computer screen. It's your mind we're changing. Stories set to a theme. Think outside. Universe Box.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning, sweetie birdie.
I'm out of coffee.
You're out of coffee? Isn't that wonderful? Out of coffee?
What a time to run out. And why run out? Now there's a new giant size Instant Maxwell House. A really big jar of coffee. New giant size Instant Maxwell House gives you cups and cups and cups. Dozens of extra cups of the coffee with that warm bean flavor. Warm bean flavor because it's made from coffee beans still warm from roasting. That's why new Instant Maxwell House is the freshest tasting coffee yet. So to make sure you've always got plenty of coffee for the man in your house, get the new giant size Instant Maxwell House. You won't have to run out again.
From the heavens to your ears, this is Universe Box, and we like our podcast like we like our coffee. In a cup. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
But I know we're here to talk about a wonderful, 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 wonderful subject. Anne-Marie, what's in the box this week?
Put in little boxes next week. In case you had no idea, what is in the box?
What is in the box?
Coffee!
Yes, this week we're talking about coffee. We'll pop open the lunchbox to guzzle down a gallon or two. Then we'll look into the school box to make fun of an old coffee documentary. We'll peer into the toolbox to learn about how to DIY your coffee. Next, we'll pull out some questions you submitted through the idea box. And finally, we'll hop on our soapbox to figure out if coffee is good for you or not. Who knows?
Coffee.
But I guess first we're going to have to drink some. So, Anne-Marie, why don't you go ahead and intro the let's get into a because this is your deal.
Okay, you can't say that this is just my deal.
Well, this first segment.
Okay, I'll claim the first segment. First thing we're going to do is the lunchbox.
The lunchbox.
So, what good is a show about coffee if we don't try some? So, what we're going to do is we're going to do a bit of a coffee tasting. We have four different coffees, and we're going to sort of do a blind taste test. I brewed us a cup of each. I labeled them and I don't really remember which ones are which. So we're going to try a coffee, talk about a coffee, rate the coffee, and at the very end we're going to go through and reveal which ones we thought was our favorite. You're Instagramming or something over here?
I was just going to show our live stream audience
showing the live stream.
Coffee setup we have over here.
With and there's cups. Some coffee cake.
Yes.
And all sorts of coffee filters. We are ready for the coffee. So
definitely. Oh, and I also want to say hi to all of our live chatters.
There's so many live chatters. I love it.
We record this every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. EST at youtube.universebox.com. But let's see. We have Nicole, Anton DeGossin, Deborah Kerr, and Angel, and Hot Beverages, and Hope, kind of, and Bobby Hawk. So I guess we should go ahead and get started with the taste testing. Right. We also have here
a mini score sheet. Oh, yeah.
Sheets to kind of keep track of our scores and
what
everything.
What we're going to grade on is taste, caffeination, like what we think, how caffeinated we think it is.
Yeah, that's really more of like a gut feeling.
They're all gut feelings here, people. It's a flavor. And then any notes we may have, whether it's like, get this out of my face, or give me more.
Yum, 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 yum,
yum, yum, yum. Okay, yum, so we shall start with coffee number one.
Coffee number one.
I have to deliver.
Okay, so what color is this?
Green.
Green. Okay, so one is green. Okay.
Can you take it before I drop it?
Yes, I can. Okay. All right.
So, cheers.
Salute. Tastes okay.
Not too bad.
Yeah, it's a little oaky.
Little plain Jane, maybe. Little plain Jane. I don't feel like I'm going to write anything, by the way.
I think we're going to keep our score secret until the end, right?
Oh, we're doing scores?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're going to do a score 1 to 10 on taste and caffeination.
Oh, not too bad.
I'll give it one of those. Here, and as far as caffeination, we'll give it a maybe like a 4.
Thought you were keeping your score a secret, Mr.
A
Meeks.
Secret.
It is very scientific, Tonda. sorry, this is probably pretty weird.
Oh, no, it's actually, it'll probably play better for the audio
because
listeners.
They don't have to hear us.
Yeah, well, also, we run a little filter on the audio podcast to where it cuts pauses in half. So
okay. Are you ready for coffee number two? You don't have to finish each coffee.
Otherwise,
you're not going to make it at once.
Well, here's what I'll do. As we finish each taste, I'm just going to pour the rest of it into this one glass, and I'll have one nice glass of coffee there.
Oh,
it's like a mixture, kind of like you have
it's
fountain
a mixed
soda
drink.
Machine.
It's a mixed drink.
Okay, so this is number...
This is yellow.
Yellow.
This is yellow.
So two yellow.
And some of these may have
we
a flavor
were all
to them.
Yellow. Okay. Well, this smells kind of almost Irish or something.
It does kind of have an Irishy taste, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. But, well, a smell, but it actually tastes lighter than the other.
It's not harsh.
Yeah.
It's not as harsh. Well, I mean, if you come
it's not bold.
Actually, here, give me my camera.
I like bold
Can you
coffee.
Give me my camera?
Your camera.
The camera.
Oh, sorry. The Anne Marie
I'd like
camera.
To show the coffee. Okay, So this is coffee number one, and this is coffee number two. You can kind of tell that coffee number two is a little lighter.
Yeah.
And I made them all with the same amount of scoops and water and in the same cup even.
Yeah, I'm not as big of a fan of coffee number two, but I'm going to go ahead and add it to my mixed drink here.
Be gentle
nice
with the cups because I broke
coffee.
One at Target and I cut my ankle and my child started screaming.
Oh, I see some people in the chat room talking about the retro commercial we led with.
It was so cool.
Yeah, we have a couple more coming up, kind of. Okay, so which one's up next?
Hold on. I still haven't put in my scores because I had to do that.
I'll hide your scores from me. I do not want to see them. No scores for me.
Okay,
only
no
coffee.
No scores for me.
Only coffee.
Okay,
so what one do we have coming up next?
I'll take it so I can look at it. We have orange.
Orange.
Okay.
Orange number three.
Sounds like it's got a little something to it, too.
Yeah, this has kind of the same, like, Irish kind of thing to it, too. Like, it almost tastes like it, or it smells like it has liquor in it.
If only it did. Mm-hmm. If only. Why didn't we make Irish coffees?
We should have. We totally
should. Dumbest thing ever.
We did that for a Greetings from Storybrooke Roundtable last year. And
We got a big apple cider jug. And I just started putting in vodka,
Kahlua,
Bailey's, Kahlua, maybe one cup of coffee and a splash.
Yeah, this one's nice though. It's bolder than the last one, but it still has kind of the same attitude as the last one.
Yeah, mine has a hair.
Nice. That adds a couple caffeination points, right?
It's from my mic.
Nice.
It's from my
mic hair. All right, that one was pretty good.
Let me write my scores. Hold on, what was that, orange?
My mixed drink coffee is getting a little over here. Just a bit, I'll show the camera here. Bobby Hawk can't do black coffee.
Bobby
Hawk! That's the only
way
to
drink
coffee.
Bobby Hawk, have you ever tried flavored black coffee? Because flavored black coffee can still be good.
It can, definitely.
Or it can be easier than like a regular black coffee. I'm bad at score. Hold on.
It's cool. So I guess the last...
I have to get up for this one.
The last coffee...
Hello, Jamaican rum.
Number four, pink. Pink, pink, pink.
Pink
is my new obsession.
Might be. It might be your new favorite obsession, coffee.
Coffee's making me burpy. Sorry about that, folks.
You're burpy. I'm slurpy.
It's okay.
I like that one. I think I like him the best of all of them.
I'm thinking here.
I'm thinking I'm a big fan. I'm thinking I wish it was a little warmer, but flavored with alcohol. Yeah. Black coffee is a bit of an acquired taste, Angel. This is why I drink black coffee. Mr. Bill Meeks over here. I was a cream and sugar flavored creamer. I got giddy when pumpkin spice creamer came out and I would buy it in like droves and then the black coffee just invaded because he laughed at me every time I put cream in my coffee.
I also subtly poisoned the creamer, put a little bit of arsenic in every evening.
Explain why I was vomiting every day.
Yeah, until you just naturally rejected it. Okay, I have a score for pink here.
All right, we'll just talk. I forget my scores. I'm not good at the scoring thing.
That's fair.
I'm good at the talking thing.
Okay,
and by the end of this episode, that's all I will do is talk.
Okay, so well, why don't we go ahead and say which one won for us.
Okay, which one won for us?
Which one do you think was the best one?
Pink.
Pink? Fair. Why?
It was just like dark enough because now that you have me on this whole I drink black coffee thing, I like dark, black, it would put hair on your chest, which is hilarious because you drink dark coffee with cream and sugar.
Yeah, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast, but I can't drink caffeinated coffee.
This is like a crazy night for him.
Yeah, this is like the cookies episode.
Oh, but he's going to be sick tomorrow,
guys. I actually found a dark roast, a decaf.
Dark roast decaf.
Yes, you did. Which is good.
Okay, so what is your favorite?
My favorite is actually number one, green. I really liked it. It was nice.
I remember which one that is.
Oh, do you? Uh-huh. Am I going to be shocked or?
Maybe not.
Okay,
you want the big reveal?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and start with number one, green. What was number one, green?
Old Faithful.
Yep.
Our regular, everyday, cheap coffee.
Yeah, the standard Maxwell House.
I will say Maxwell House came out with a new one, as you can see, a smooth bold, which I like better than their regular bold thing.
I wonder if Maxwell House is going to send us any cash. Just because we have a lot of Maxwell House.
We really do. So that's green. That would be Bill's favorite.
Okay, so what's number two? Yellow.
Yellow was Vanilla Bean.
Vanilla Bean.
From World Market. World Market had these fun little samples, which was awesome because I didn't want to have to buy four or five big giant things of coffee.
That must have been where I was getting sort of the alcohol taste, like a vanilla vodka or something like that. Okay, so
I am not talking about panda sweaters.
Okay.
Has this on mute, so she thinks I'm talking about sweaters.
Excellent. Okay, number three, orange. And this is the one I thought tasted almost like it had Kahlua in it. Oh,
yeah,
hey.
It's Kahlua.
It's a Kahlua-flavored coffee. Okay.
Last but not least, which was my favorite, was Italian dark roast.
Italian dark roast, which makes sense.
Which
because,
makes sense
because you're Italian.
Now. I am. Mm-hmm. I am Italian. So he's going to be tweeting random stuff at 5 a.m.
Excellent. So I'm already getting a little hopped up on the old caffeine here.
So am I. Can you tell? Do you need some coffee cake?
Actually, yes. Yes. I'll get you the coffee cake. Hold
okay. So today, I figured we're going to be having all this coffee. We're going to need a snack. So I decided to make us some coffee cake. Now, as we all know, Bill has eating issues and drinking issues now. So lots of restrictions. And this is Bill friendly. Paleo coffee cake, crumble, cinnamon goodness.
I love it. You made some mousse too. That was
I did.
Fantastic.
I made coconut milk mousse. All of these recipes will be available on crunchycrafty.com in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, luckily in our next box, we're going to have a chance to eat this because next up. Okay. So we've had some coffee. Now, why don't we learn about it? This week in the school box, we're going to show you a great documentary from the Internet Archive called This is Coffee from 1961. This thing will show you everything you ever wanted to know about coffee. But don't worry, you aren't getting rid of us that easy. We're going to be giving you a running commentary, kind of like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 or something.
A little
like
bit.
That.
We're going to try.
So, okay, without further ado, let's open the school box and watch. This is coffee.
Coffee.
Okay, so here we go. And definitely in the chat room, guys, if there's any sort of like audio issues or you're having trouble hearing, yeah, let us know. And we'll try and adjust.
Tick, tick,
tick, tick. I'm going to have some cake.
Angel, go get it.
Good coffee cake. That reminds me of the Donald Duck cartoon with the drip.
I don't remember Donald Duck cartoons with the drip.
Don't you remember the one where it's like 10 minutes of him trying to stop the drip in his kitchen sink?
Yeah.
Oh, Wake up! I'm up! Look at that old phone in the background. It's like the bat phone.
Okay, I thought that was a phone and it's the clock. I have issues.
Oh, yeah. I can probably make this a little bigger for you if you want.
That'd be nice so I can actually see it.
Percolator.
Percolate.
I love percolator coffee.
I will
coffee.
Say, one. That's what I was going to say. Camping, we made the best coffee. Made over on the fire in the percolator. So good.
Oh, Angel says, guys, stop talking about coffee cake. It makes me want to go and get some of the pumpkin bread that's here at my house. Go get it, Angel.
That's what I said. I was like, go get it. Ooh, mocha almond fudge ice cream.
Well, no.
That cup's semi-transparent.
This is coffee.
Well, those are those old-timey, like...
The Coffee Brewing Institute presents...
Ooh,
this is coffee! Exclamation point.
Oh, I'm going to get loud tonight, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll bring your trim down a little bit.
He's turning me down.
Our story begins.
Look at those beans.
This is kind of like if you've ever been to Hershey Park. There's the history of chocolate, which is also fantastic. And it's very similar to this, like the history of it. Only they pipe in the smell of chocolate.
Nice.
In this beverage that has become so much a part of our lives.
Yes, it has.
There is a background. Definitely. A tradition that reaches deeply into the culture.
There are three cups on a table.
But only two will survive.
Oh, look, red coffee berries.
Well, that's how they start.
Coffee berries.
Coffee berries.
I don't think they're actually called... They're beans, not berries.
No, those are berries. Inside it's the bean.
Here, the guy's probably trying to tell us about them.
He probably is.
Poor migrant workers.
Oh, the migrant workers.
I wonder if they get free coffee. Or if they... It all gets shipped up here and then, like, processed.
Sure.
I guess we'll probably find out.
I don't know. Maybe it gets shipped up here with...
Oh, look. Wicker basket, pouring out all the beans into a burlap sack.
This reminds me of the,
with its secrets of aroma and
I Love Lucy, with the grapes, like the way he was like,
yeah,
yeah.
During their I can see that.
Yeah, I have a lot of coffee.
Rich tradition, rich in the lore of centuries and faraway.
I should have got us some instant coffee.
Instant coffee.
No, they've made leaps and bounds in instant coffee. Starbucks has a good one.
You're about to jump on me about instant coffee, but it's all they had when I went to Indonesia.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I couldn't get a cup of real coffee the entire week.
Well, I'm just happy you didn't get blown
up. I like this guy. There's a spinning table, and it has a bunch of coffee cups on it, and the guy's just, like, sniffing each cup.
Is it quality control?
Yeah, it's like they're doing, like, a taste
test. This is what happens. We just don't listen.
Paris.
El Paris.
In Café au lait. A continental favorite.
Café au lait.
Half coffee and half hot milk.
Tanya Gessa says, oh, that's coffee.
Café au lait. Café, all right.
The canals of Venice.
For the Gilmore Girls fans out there.
Cappuccino. Lait, topped it's a with cappuccino.
Cream, topped with
and a sprinkle of grated orange peel.
I hope this isn't as entertaining as it is to do. To
they're not
to.
Leaving yet.
That's good.
They're not leaving.
The music of old Vienna. In
old Vienna. Oh, where's my Italian roast?
Often spiced, but always with a drift
see,
of whipped
See, I keep leaning
cream.
The wrong way, and it blocks my face.
The mystery of Istanbul.
Istanbul, not Constantinople, no, it's Istanbul.
Sweet brew.
Tanya Gessa, yeah, that tester was a total pro.
Dark and zesty.
Dark and
only
zesty.
Lady J also mentioned that she had coffee this morning and now has a mocha almond fudge ice cream.
Yes, and I would like to climb through the internet and have some of that mocha almond fudge ice cream.
We make the perfect cup of coffee to our taste.
Yep, success, the perfect cup of coffee for our taste.
Care.
I'm really
three
weird tonight,
simple
sorry.
Ingredients go into
three simple ingredients.
Three healthy water, steps. Water.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Time.
Oh.
Time. I always forget about the time.
Time. This is why I can't make a good cup of coffee. Mm. Time.
The beginning is the coffee pot.
I wonder if the doctor makes a really good cup of coffee since he has access to a time machine. He has a whole machine full of time that he could include in his coffee.
In a different way. To produce perfection in a coffee cup.
His voice is very soothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like just one of those classic old 1950s narrators.
I love it.
To make a good cup of coffee,
make a good
your
cup.
Coffee maker must
add
be
soap.
Clean.
Must be clean.
Clean from all remembrances of that last pot of coffee. Ready to begin its work anew.
Wow, that is like some hardcore really bubbles.
Clean. Mm-hmm.
Kind
I think
of
they put like water. Half a thing of soap in there.
Into wait, the fourth element is love. Yes! Water yes! The fourth element is love.
Love it.
Water. Too much?
Big puffy hearts.
Or too little? Boiled first.
And you will break the space-time continuum.
Not at all.
The coffee-time continuum.
Oh, Lady J says no, he doesn't have and yet, good coffee. Oh.
There is
coffee.
Only one correct way.
He always messes it up because he can't keep water. Track of time. Hashtag Dr. Problems.
Clean and cold. Three quarters.
The TARDIS always makes coffee when it is needed.
Then brought
so it's always making coffee?
Boil.
Basically.
Constant coffee.
Bubbling. Bubbling water.
Coffee. Fresh. And again, questions. What grind? Percolator?
Percolator.
Yep. Or fine?
I love... is it percolator or percolator?
Coffee. It's percolator.
The second element.
Oh, look, it's one of those old-fashioned, like, turnkey to
oh,
open
wow.
the can.
Your favorite
that's
blend.
Amazing.
That's
and yeah, didn't you just keep a key in your drawer in your cupboard or something to open cans?
Oh,
per cup.
I forgot how much. I didn't hear how much per cup.
Oh, just keep pouring.
I think it's like a tablespoon.
This found in many homes, is the same as this, a coffee brewing institute approved measure.
Is he the 1950s, 60s version of Morgan Freeman?
The measurement will
yes.
be the same.
Then this Andy Dufresne gave me some coffee, and I never had coffee again. That's my Morgan Freeman impression. I'll do that later again if you guys like it.
No.
I could do a Morgan Freeman impression again.
The boiling water now passes over the coffee, and the brewing process begins.
Andy Dufresne boiled coffee for 3 hours.
And, well, watch.
Just watch.
Element is time.
Ah, and an old-fashioned egg timer.
Must be measured.
I miss timing eggs. I used to do that all the time.
Seriously?
No.
The flavor will emerge as the process.
Coffee or untreated water?
Captain Janeway improper cup of coffee in the YouTube search. Huh?
Until all that is good.
I don't know what that is.
Captain Janeway is a Star Trek character.
Oh, and that would be why I don't understand.
6 to 8 minutes over.
6 to 8 minutes to percolate.
The liquid is coffee.
Too long.
Coffee. That lid would probably be hot since it's a glass container, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
That would be weird to, like, boil coffee on the stove. Like, I don't think I've ever done that.
Never done it?
No.
Well, it's the same as the camping coffee.
I don't know if I've ever done camping coffee.
It's because you're anti-camping because it's outside.
Of good flavor.
Because you can't get good coffee when you're camping.
John expected a better Morgan Freeman from you. He's not mad. He's just disappointed.
And then Tondagasa. Now I've lost it.
Yeah.
Tondagasa, you've made me lose my confidence in my Morgan Freeman impression. Hold on, I can always get it back if I just say, Andy Dufresne. Andy Dufresne. No, I've lost it. Oh, I can never do my Morgan Freeman impression again. I guess I'll just have to do Mickey Mouse now.
Hello, dog lover number one.
Dog lover number one.
I don't know who you are, but welcome. We're caffeinated.
In the vacuum method.
Yep,
the vacuum method.
Vacuum?
Yes.
I'm entertained.
The water is brought to a full boil before the brewing process is allowed to begin.
That's always the way. You always have to boil the water. That seems like a very dangerous pot to boil water in, though. Like, all glass pots? No.
Yes.
You don't want it? No.
Yes.
Not more than.
Oh, look at that. That's pretty cool. Just
water and coffee are in contact.
Interesting. Oh. Oh.
Whoa.
Oh. Oh, no, no.
Boiling over.
That's awkward.
Stir it gently during the.
Is that kind of like the AeroPress or something? Or?
I don't know.
That's all.
I've never used one of the AeroPresses. I wonder
like
if they're good.
Good secrets. Its simplicity is its magic.
Magic!
Spoon!
They use magic!
Dun, dun, dun. Drinking some coffee on the stove. Then we'll make more coffee on the stove. Why is it boiling? No one knows.
I want those dishes. Like, I want old-timey dishes.
The old-timey.
But apparently I couldn't even handle one of these at Target because I broke it and cut my foot.
All you have to do is go to, like, a greasy spoon somewhere, and you should be able to find them.
Goodwill.
Water.
Water.
Coffee.
Carefully measured.
Time. Water, coffee, time.
They're making a coffee bar.
Coffee.
Lady J says Mickey Mouse just sounded like Minnie hit him in the Soprano notes.
Time.
Glass on the stoves.
Carefully.
Yeah, I know, right, Nicole Troyer? Glass on the stove is like ridiculous.
A simple recipe.
Water, coffee, and time. Water, coffee, and time. Oh my. Water, coffee, and time. Water, coffee, and time.
Water, coffee, and time.
Water, coffee, and time. Look at that 1960s breakfast. Toast with butter, fried eggs, bacon.
Yes, please.
Big glass of milk, some coffee.
And a big dish of sugar.
Water, coffee, and time.
Want it. Want it. I want a donut. This is old school podcasting.
Yes.
Or blogging. They would sit with their typewriters.
Ah, and a cigar. Disney wouldn't allow us to show this because they have that smoking ban. They were just like, yeah, we're not letting Marvel characters.
And this person went to Cornell. Ooh, cake.
Ooh, la, la.
Ooh, la, la.
A date with coffee.
Ooh,
coffee.
La, la.
No one can see it.
Nope. But it was right over where it was. Water coffee TARDIS, the secret to the best coffee in the universe.
Nice. Good taste is important. That's a weird pot. It kind of like pours out from the side.
Oh, I like it. Less of a chance you're going to get burnt.
But also easier to drop, I think.
Well enjoyed. A good cup of good coffee.
A good cup of good coffee. This is coffee. This is coffee.
This is coffee. Oh.
This is coffee. Hooray. No, that was really fun.
That was awesome. We should definitely do that again.
We should definitely do that again. Yes. So that.
But we can't do coffee again.
No, we can't. But we can. There's
got to be more.
The Prelinger Archives, archive.org, has a ton of old content like that. I'm sure we'll use some of it again. No, that was a lot of fun, though.
That was awesome.
I wonder how it played for the audio listeners. Definitely let us know. UniverseBoxShow@gmail.com. Because that's kind of a new segment, Mystery Science Theater thing. Hopefully it worked out well. I know the people in the chat seem to enjoy it. But okay, before we move on into our next segment, what's up?
Just imagine if Regina had the town place in the 1960s. This is how she would make coffee. It would be like Mad Men meets Once Upon a Time.
Nice. Okay, well, before we move on to the toolbox and learn how to do some DIY coffee business.
Yes.
First, we wanted to mention, just let you guys know that we have a Patreon. If you don't know what Patreon is, and it's basically a way that you can support independent content creators like us.
You were going to say independent coffee makers.
Independent coffee makers like us. No, but it's a Patreon, patreon.com/UniverseBox. And we're already doing really good. We have 12 supporters, already hit 2 milestone goals. No more ads. No more ads except for the mention of the Patreon.
That's fair.
We're doing a monthly hangout with our listeners. So definitely.
We were supposed to schedule that already. We're behind.
Yeah, we need to schedule
coming
that.
Coming soon.
But if you want to take part in that, definitely a great way to do it. And basically what you do is you sign up and you support us by the month. If you can chip in 10 cents, that's great.
We're cool with that.
You can chip in $50. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of rewards for you. Anything from we'll sing MP3
play.
We'll send you an MP3 of us singing a song badly. Mm-hmm. We'll send you I'll send you a sketch. I'll do a little sketch for you or a personal letter,
we'll
handwritten
a little
letter.
Note. And I may reveal the secrets of the world to you in this note. It could be anything. You never know.
Yeah, but in all levels, even if you just throw in 10 cents, you get all of my Dog Boy Adventures books for free and a zip file download of every podcast we've ever recorded. In the next milestone we're trying to hit, right now, like I said, right now we're at $112 per month. We're trying to hit $200 per month so we can do a new podcast, basically.
Yes.
Actually, if you like what we did in the school box just then, it's a movie commentary podcast, and it'll be exclusive to patrons, people who have supported us on Patreon
for six months,
and then we'll be spinning it out into its own podcast, and we'll do a bi-weekly movie commentary for the most part, maybe a TV show here or there or something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of fun. But if you want to go ahead and support us, we'd really, really appreciate it, and we'd love for you to become a storyteller.
Storytellers, that's our thing.
Yeah, one of our listeners. And if you want to check that out, just go to patreon.com/universebox. That's patreon.com/universebox. And we also wanted to mention real quick, if you can take 2 minutes, run over to iTunes or Stitcher Radio and just leave the Universe Box podcast a quick review. It'll really help people find the podcast and get new storytellers in here. So
more
we can
people
hear
to chat with
and more stories coming in every week for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next up is the toolbox. And, you know, we think the Keurig generation has gotten lazy. You know, throw the pod in the machine, lazy town, right?
Mm-hmm.
Down with coffee pods, up with elbow grease. Our friend Ross from rossroast.com is going to show you how he roasts his own coffee beans. Then Anne-Marie is going to figure out how to grind her beans without a grinder. It's time to DIY coffee in the toolbox, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes, live chat.
Enjoy.
Stick around.
This is how you pick the richest coffee in Colombia. This is how you pick the richest coffee in America. Look for the symbol of 100% Colombian coffee, handpicked by Juan Valdez, the richest coffee in the world.
How to roast coffee beans from Ross Merrick at rossroast.com.
So what we're doing is roasting a little coffee, all right? And I'm going to teach you guys how to roast coffee in this Whirly Pop, all right? You can do this at home. They sell these freaking things. They sell these at Target, all right? Whirly Pop. So here are the green coffee. This is actually decaf. Have you ever seen unroasted coffee beans? You can order these online, too. I'm putting a little bit over 2 cups of unroasted beans into a bowl. And because that comes out to about 12 ounces of roasted beans when they are roasted. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the stove to the number 4. I'm sure number 4 and
it's universal.
It's universal number 4. No, it's probably about medium. Medium is good. This is a gas stove. You can use electric, but I find gas works better. I've used both. We're going to heat it up for a second and then we're going to dump the beans in and start churning away. This you don't have to video all this, but you can at least get the gist of what I'm doing. And then, oh, crap. Oh, there we go. The lid wouldn't shut. Anyway, so here we go. We're just churning. You want to take a look inside. There's some beans. They are roasting. You see those?
Yes.
See the smoke? I started this 2 years ago. A little over 2 years ago. And you should do it too, because it's the best way for you to control and know that you're drinking the freshest, most beautiful cup of coffee ever. So I'll lift the lid again and you can see what's going on in there. Oh, crap. All right. So now we're to the cooling process. You dump them in the... I just have 2 stainless steel little containers here, and I pour the beans back and forth. Like I said, these beans are really hot, over 400 degrees, so it's important that they cool down. You can get any of these stainless steel containers or... what have you at anywhere, really, Target or Bed Bath & Beyond, your mom's house. If this was, say, in a large commercial roaster, there's different roasters, but once the beans are roasted, they are a lot of times dumped out into a large circular shindig that turns the beans and keeps them moving and cooling down. But I haven't advanced to that level, and nor do I want to. Because that's pretty much the process. So we're going to go inside. And we are going to... This was... this is a Colombian decaf. And then I usually, these amazing beans, this is, I'm sorry, that's Guatemalan, this is Colombia decaf. And then I just leave them in here, cool off a little bit more. And usually in 1 to 3 days of its roasting, honestly right now if I was to grind and prepare a cup of this, it would taste really good. But usually between 1 and 3 days is when these beans will reach their maximum potential and taste. So there you have it. That's the process. And what did that take? That only took 15, 20 minutes.
You are right on.
And it's a beautiful thing. So do it.
Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I know how to wake him up. Come on.
Wishes for this and all your mornings from Folgers.
Hi guys, this is Anne Marie from Universe Box, and we are going to try three different methods to grind coffee beans when you don't have a grinder. Three. This method is the mortar and pestle. First up, put some coffee beans in a little bowl, then get something heavy. We're going to grind them. Sort of want to give it a swirl so that it's breaking them up. Because then you're starting to get the beans broken a little better, which is the main point. So this method leaves it pretty coarse. If I'd have kept going for a while, this is just after a minute or two, I probably could have gotten it a bit thinner or finer. But this is going to give you, I believe, a more bold coffee. Okay, this method is the hammer method. First, we're going to put some beans into a little Ziploc baggie. We're going to start pretty small for safety. You want to make sure that there is still some room, like some air in the bag. So don't, you know, squish everything out of there. You're going to want to lay down a towel. Put down your beans. Put down a towel. Ready? Time to go to town. So after three times of banging, our coffee beans are pretty much still coffee beans. You better be pretty desperate if you're using the hammer method to grind your coffee beans. How did the hammer do? Let's see. It's still beans. It's not ground. For this method, you need two plates. Put your beans down. Ooh, flying beans. Plate number two. See, not too shabby. Pretty coarse, but it's definitely ground pretty good, and you're going to be able to get a pot of coffee out of it. Unfortunately, none of our methods really worked that well, so every now and then you just have to use a little magic.
Every day I wake up, pour myself a cup of that rich Folgers aroma. The best part of waking up, it's the doo-wop, doo-wop in all I do. The mountain goat aroma always coming through. Always coming through. Oh, the best part of waking up, it's Folgers in your cup. Now I'm right in harmony with that doo-wop, doo-wop ditty. Whoa, one more cup. And it's a hoo-wop, shoo-wop for me. Oh, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
And we're back. Thank you, Ross. RossRoast.com, where you can buy your own roasted coffee beans from Ross.
Yes, you can.
RossRoast.com.
We've had them before. They're pretty good.
And Anne-Marie for our absurd tutorial. Loved it.
It was awesome.
And actually, believe it or not, the plate technique served me well about 10 years ago when I was living in Philadelphia. One time I went grocery shopping and I bought a bag of whole beans. I didn't have a grinder, but I bought it on accident. So I used the plate thing, and it kind of worked. Sometimes I had to brew the coffee a couple times to get it to work, but it mostly worked. So lots of fun. And yeah, that's it for the toolbox segment. Next up is the idea box, where you guys submit ideas or topics for us to talk about.
Give us a little something.
Yeah, and you can go and submit your own over at universebox.com/ideabox, and it's really easy. You just have this form here. You type in your idea, and then you hit submit, and we have your idea. And
what did you type in, idea?
Yeah, I just typed in idea.
Nice.
But, you know, you can submit topics for us to talk about, ideas for future episodes, anything like that, segment ideas, all that kind of stuff. But we had a couple questions submitted this week to talk about relating to coffee. Yes. And the first question is, when was the first time you had coffee? Anne-Marie, and by the way, I'm like wired right now.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah. But when was the first time you had coffee, Anne-Marie? And people in the chat room, if you want to, you can answer these too.
Let's see. The first time – I don't remember what the specific first time having coffee was. I'm just going to say it was probably when I was in elementary school getting my mom's coffee.
Uh-huh.
She trained us very early how she liked her coffee. There was a specific color it had to be, had to have the right temperature, everything. So I'm sure at some point I had a taste of that. But the first time I really started drinking coffee was probably in college, because that's when everyone starts drinking coffee.
Yeah, pretty much. For me, and by the way, the Anne-Marie cam is down.
Anne-Marie cam down?
Sadly. Yeah, boo. Yeah, it's all frozen. Yeah, the first time I had coffee, I remember, I don't know if it was for a holiday. It might have been like for Thanksgiving or something, but we were all over at my Aunt Sue's house in Virginia. Like my whole family, like a whole, my mom had like 5 brothers and sisters, and they all had a billion kids each. And all the adults were out in the main living area, you know, hanging out. Partying, whatever, and the kids were all back in a bedroom. And I believe it was my older cousin Chris and my sister decided it would be a good idea to go get some coffee from the adults and try it, right? And so they go and they sneak a cup of coffee out of the kitchen, black coffee, bring it back. We pass it around. We try it. Not so great. Right. So they're like, we're like adults, put milk in this. So why don't we go get some milk in it? So they go back and get another cup, put milk in it. Still a little weak. We're like, well, adults put sugar in it too. Mm-hmm. Go back for the third cup, come back in. And then a couple minutes after, the third cup comes in. I can't remember who – it was either my dad or my Aunt Sue. I can't remember who busted in the room and caught us drinking the coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
But we were up for most of the night.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, so let's see here. The next question is any responses on that one yet?
I don't think they're there yet. They're currently talking about how Rumple is cosplaying as a teenager.
Fair enough.
Oh, and earliest – that's a lie. Lady J was 12. Angel was probably in kindergarten when they were talking about different types of tastes. Mm-hmm. Dog lover number 1 drank coffee at 5. and Nicole was an early teen on a fishing vacation.
Nice. Yeah, I'm trying to remember how old I would have been. Probably like 4 or 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't even.
Okay, let's see. The next question here is, what's your favorite coffee shop?
Oh, my favorite
coffee
shop.
And this can be historically, like.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite coffee shop is probably the one I worked at in Cleveland. Where was that? My first summer of college, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
There was this little independent coffee shop. It wasn't, you know, like cool and trendy or anything, but it was, you know, a little local coffee shop. And I was working there for the summer. They also sold ice cream, the kind that you sample.
Nice.
Danger. That is actually probably though where my coffee addiction started, because we had this coffee, it was called Casablanca. So it was a white chocolate coffee.
Yeah.
So I'd make the white chocolate coffee and I would do like a pump or two of white chocolate in it. So that would be usually how I started my day.
Nice.
Whatever. And I was frequently an opener. So a lot of times I had to be there at like 5 a.m. to open, and like it was kind of crazy. But that's also where I discovered a love for chai tea, like chai lattes and stuff like that. So that's my favorite.
Nice.
So how about you? I know you're gonna pull. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. As for me, there was a coffee shop I used to go to a lot when I was around 18 years old. I had just moved out of my parents' house. I was out on my own for the first time, and I was trying to find like a social group to hang out with and stuff. Because I mean, I had like my first girlfriend, but we'd broken up and everything. So I was just, you know, trying to put some some feelers out there. Get popular. In with the popular kids or whatever.
He's still looking.
Yeah. But we would go in Wheeling, West Virginia on Washington Avenue. There's a Wheeling Coffee and Spice, the coffee shop we called it. And basically, you can see a picture of it here if you're watching the video. Basically, it's just like this area with a bunch of tables outside and everything. And I would wake up in my house. This was right after I graduated high school and I didn't have a job because I got some money from my dad passing away. Long story.
We won't get into that one today.
So I would wake up around 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'd get up, get some breakfast and stuff, and then I'd walk 2 miles down to the coffee shop, and we'd hang out down there. And I was kind of in the punk scene, the punk rock scene. So
that's why the kid is named London Colin.
Yeah.
London Colin.
But we would just sit out there from like 4 or 5 in the afternoon until, you know, 11 or 12 at night playing hacky sack, drinking coffee or complimentary waters.
complimentary water.
Yeah. And, you know, we were all punk rockers and stuff. So we all smoked cigarettes and stuff too. And then when the coffee shop would shut down around 11 or 12, we would go, we'd have whoever was around who was like over 21, go get alcohol. And we'd go walk like a quarter mile down to a bridge by Wheeling Jesuit University. And we would just sit on this bridge the entire night and party. So
it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, that was kind of like the scene I was in for like a big chunk of my 18th year.
Nice.
Wheeling Coffee.
Lady J's favorite coffee shop, and you're going to find this hilarious, is Dunkin' Donuts at Hartsfield International in 2009 when she landed for the Atlanta Dragon Con. That's nice. The year you flew down for Dragon Con.
Oh, yeah. So I would have been.
You were probably there.
Yeah, I was at that very same. That was my first Dragon Con, I think, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was your first Dragon Con. Bobby Hawks' Racetrack or Books a Million.
Browse
the graphic
coffee.
Novels. Enjoy the latte. Oh, okay. See, I just had a moment with the hacky sack. It just clicked with me. There was another coffee shop up in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
This brief period in time where I thought I was cool and I knew no one. It was before I was going to CSU.
Mm-hmm.
There was a coffee shop like 45 minutes from my house. Why I went there, I don't know. The girl I was working with dragged me. And that was the only time I ever played hacky sack, but it was a really cool little coffee shop. It was one of the cool coffee shops, unlike the one that I worked at. Okay, nice. Let's see. College, Angel was at a Starbucks. Nicole, coffee shop she'd hang out in high school, had great milkshakes. Borders, Starbucks, double chocolate chip frappuccinos and graphic novels. There's a running theme here.
Yes, quite.
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah, that'll do it for the idea box this week. As I mentioned, if you want to submit ideas for us to talk about next week, go ahead to universebox.com/ideabox and submit them there. It's a really easy form. Bing, bing, boom, done.
Bing, bang, boom.
Actually, if you want to submit some topics for us to talk about for what's in the box next week, we're going to reveal that right now. So, Anne-Marie.
Oh, sorry. I just had a moment.
Okay. What's in the box for this week? You don't have your camera, unfortunately.
Oh,
but,
I don't.
Yeah.
So, here I am playing to nothing. We'll find them. Already talked about it.
Yes. What's in the box? Leave your muddy boots at the door because we're talking about theater with an R-E at the end. Thank you very much.
Right.
We're turning the spotlight light on the ancient art to show you why it's prevailed for so long. Have you ever acted in a play? Any backstage romances? Ever seen a show fall apart in front of you? I've been on stage
been
when that's
there,
happened.
Been there, done that. Missed my cue.
Tell us about your failed audition for the High School Musical. All the world's a stage, and we're merely talking about it next week on Universe Box. So if you want to submit some
anything
discussion topics,
universe.com/ideabox. Voicemails.
Yeah, and I think my old college roommate, Jason, JG, is going to be on to talk old theater stories. So that'll be fun, too. If you want to submit your own theater stories for next week, you can email us universeboxshow@gmail.com, tweet us @universe_box. The Facebook is facebook.com/theuniversebox. And the voicemail number is 424-274-2352. Again, that's 424-274-2352. And you can send in your stories there like Bobby did. So take it away, Bobby.
Bobby!
Coffee. Hey, Bill, it's Bobby. In case you didn't notice, I've just finished drinking a big old cup of extra caffeinated coffee and figured I'd ramble on for a few minutes about coffee. I never was a big fan of it when I was growing up or even as a young adult, but once I started going to school and working two jobs, it was kind of a necessity. Caffeine, that is.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. I'm never a big fan of like Starbucks or gourmet or anything like that. I just keep it simple. Keeps the Maxwell House at the abode. Dark roast. got to have some flavor. Although I don't drink black coffee, if I don't have like cream and or sugar, then you know, might as well not be any coffee in the house. And my creamer of choice would be International Delights French Vanilla. Ooh, if I have enough of that classic on hand, I don't need any sugar. I can just pour enough of that into my coffee, make it taste like a milkshake, and I'm good to go.
I always liked hazelnut creamer back when I used
I could do hazelnut once in a while, but I couldn't do – it wasn't an everyday thing.
Yeah.
And that's how you end up with 20 creamers in your fridge.
If I'm out and about and need a caffeine fix, I like Racetrack. I don't know if you guys have that up there, but it's a convenience store. They have like 8 different kinds of coffee on hand, and only kind I'll drink from there is the extra caffeinated. Mm-hmm. I throw in a few pumps of the vanilla sweetener, throw in some creamer. Yeah. In my 32-ounce refillable mug, and I'm good to go. I used to get one of those on the way to work every day when I worked by Racetrack, and people would look at me like I was crazy when I was at work because I'd just be running around. I'm pretty sure there were smoke trails coming out of me as I went from one spot to another. So as it stands now, I can't survive in the morning without a cup or two of Java, and at least a cup during the day. I've even taken to making my own extra caffeinated coffee by double brewing.
Nice.
I
don't remember where I heard about it first. It was probably on the internet.
That's the hard stuff.
Yeah. But basically, you brew yourself half a pot of coffee, you know, however much you're going to drink or whatnot. And then you brew another pot of coffee, you know, replace the filter, put in new grounds, whatnot. Mm-hmm. But instead of putting water into the reservoir, you put the coffee you just brewed. Mm-hmm. So you're brewing coffee with coffee.
Coffee.
I drank some of that for the first time. My molecule started vibrating and I time traveled like a flash. Well, anyway, that's my ramble on coffee. Can't wait to hear what you guys have baked up for this episode of The Box.
Why do you need a cosmic treadmill when you have coffee?
It's funny because they're talking about your flash ring in the chat room.
Well, it's a green, blue lantern ring.
I know, but there's blue lantern, then there's flash rings, and
nice.
They're asking when you join the Blue Lantern Corps.
Yeah, I've always been a member, founding member, Blue Lantern Corps. Okay, and we also got a haiku from Hope, and Hope says, "Coffee is my blood. I need an IV of it. Get me a latte." Thank you very much.
I've never understood haikus.
Nope. And we also have another haiku from Hope for our upcoming Superman episode, which is also great.
Oh, nice. So,
okay, but if you guys want to send in your stories for next week when we're talking about theater, email universeboxshow@gmail.com. The Twitter's @universe_box. The Facebook is facebook.com/theuniversebox, and the voicemail number is 424-274-2352. Again, that's 424-274-2352, and you can submit ideas for us to talk about next week at universebox.com/ideabox. Okay, well, some people are addicted. Others can take it or leave it. Is coffee good for you? We'll battle it out. In the soapbox.
Soapbox.
Okay, now, if you don't know what the soapbox is, basically, it's a debate. Me and Amory are each going to take a side. And honestly, this week, the side I have isn't necessarily reflective of my opinion.
I was about to say, thank you for taking that side, because I couldn't argue it.
Oh, no problem. But yeah, we're going to figure out if coffee is good for us or not. Amory's for, I'm against.
Amory's twitching, yes. Mm-hmm.
So Amory, why don't you go ahead and give us your first point for why coffee is good for you.
Okay. According to a study done in 2005, nothing else comes close to providing as many antioxidants as coffee. Mm. While fruits and vegetables also have tons of antioxidants, the human body seems to absorb the most from coffee.
What do antioxidants do for you?
Keep you healthy. They and get rid of all the bad stuff.
Like anytime I hear antioxidants, I always think like electrolytes from Idiocracy.
That's a little bit. I don't know what that is, but antioxidants.
What do antioxidants do?
A substance that inhibits oxidation, especially when counteract the deterioration of stored food product. It's removing the bad from you.
That's fair.
Let's just put it this way. Coffee makes you have to go pee a lot. So you're constantly flushing the system.
Yeah. That's fair.
I'm
okay.
Just
so, I don't think coffee is so good for you. First of all,
yes.
One of my favorite things to do back in the day, back before I got cut down the amount of caffeinated coffee I could drink was the Hillbilly Speedball, where you drink a cup of coffee and then you drink beer or whiskey or whatever, right? To keep yourself up while you're partying. Well, this can make your liver work overtime to process the toxins in the booze you're drinking. It always seems like such a good idea when you're out late partying, though. Like, it's a good way to keep going to 2 or 3 a.m. But at what cost? Your liver. It's hurting your liver.
Who needs a liver? I don't need a liver. The coffee's getting rid of the it's full of antioxidants. Actually, coffee is great for your liver, especially if you drink alcohol.
What?
A study published in 2006 included 125,000 people over 22 who showed that they drink at least one cup of coffee a day were 20% less likely to develop liver cirrhosis.
Psoriasis.
Pronunciation, not my thing. Too much coffee. It's an autoimmune disease caused by excessive alcohol consumption that could lead to liver failure and cancer.
Well, that's fun. So as long as you don't drink the coffee and the booze together.
As long as you do it at the same time, yeah. Like, start your day with the coffee, drink your alcohols in the evening, start your next day with another coffee. You're good.
So that's kind of a draw there, right?
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So a compound called cafestol, which is found in coffee, can exacerbate cholesterol issues. Luckily, you can beat this by using a paper filter. It can also increase the amount of insulin your body produces. The acid in coffee can also cause digestive issues, heartburn, and ulcers. It can also increase the production of cortisol, which can cause high anxiety. So there's a lot of health detriment, a lot of things that can go wrong with your health from drinking too much coffee.
Okay. But in some studies, coffee drinkers have a 60% lower risk of Alzheimer's and dementia. And Parkinson's is the second most common neurodegenerative.
Okay.
Disorder characterized by death of dopamine-generating neurons in the brain. Coffee may lower the risk of Parkinson's by 32 to 60%. So by drinking coffee, you're lowering your risk of Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's.
But you're increasing your risk of anxiety, high cholesterol, digestive issues, heartburn.
But as I said, ulcers. You can beat this with a paper filter.
Yes, you can. Definitely.
Paper filter.
Okay, so drinking coffee before sleeping tricks your brain into thinking you're awake. Because your brain is working full steam but can't think logically because you're asleep, it can actually give you the craziest nightmares you've ever had. It can just make your REM sleep just go
Tonight's
completely
gonna
be to
awesome
heck.
Then.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
So it can give you nightmares. Coffee gives you nightmares.
Bottoms up, y'all. Well, hold on, where is it? Okay, when you're sleep deprived and you take caffeine, like I just did, pretty much anything you measure will improve. Reaction time, vigilance, attention, logical reasoning, most complex functions that you associate with intelligence. So coffee makes you smarter.
So you can like see through the matrix.
You can right now I can see through a lot of things.
see through bullet time. Okay, well, another reason why coffee is bad for you is, you know, it's probably going away anyway, so you might as well go ahead and wean yourself off of it. The EPA warned on March 11th of this year that climate change is putting the world's coffee-growing regions at risk. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy worries that our negative impact on the environment could bring the $80 billion per year coffee industry to its knees. And we'll have links to the article about that in the show notes.
That's
at universebox.com.
Right. That has nothing to do with our health, though.
That was just a few – but the thing is – it feeds into my next point, but you might as well stop drinking it because it's going to go away soon anyway.
But
might as well go ahead and do it on your own terms instead of waiting for, you know, the coffee industry to just collapse.
But they really need to work on preserving this because coffee lowers the risk of depression. Health Watch aired findings where certain chemicals in coffee lower the risk of depression, and studies indicate the more coffee you drink, the less likely you are to be depressed. And according to a team at Harvard, women who regularly drink 4 or more cups of coffee a day have a 20% lower risk of developing depression than those who rarely or never drink coffee.
Fair enough. But the thing is no matter how you cut it, coffee has caffeine, and caffeine is an addictive drug, and being addicted to any drug is ultimately bad for you.
All right, I'll give you that.
I know reducing my consumption back when they told me I had to stop drinking, I could only have like one cup of caffeinated coffee a day.
You killed that tonight.
It gave me like really bad withdrawals for about a month because I used to be almost a 2-pot-a-day drinker. You know, I had headaches, dizziness, I felt confused all the time, even more so than usual. Thankfully, it leveled out. But if I'd never gotten addicted in the first place, it wouldn't have been an issue. I wouldn't have had all those withdrawal symptoms if I had just never started. Coffee is a gateway drug. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Any thoughts from the chat room on our debate?
I'm pretty sure I saw a Team Anne-Marie out there.
Yeah.
The chat room has been a little busy discussing other things tonight.
That's fair.
So.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, and like I said, I'm really more on your side than I am on my side.
Oh, I know.
And, you know, even with all this evidence stacked in the column against coffee being good for you, I know I just read like a week or two ago about a new study that was like, no, coffee is completely legit. And actually, when I go back to the doctor for my checkup later this year, he might tell me, no, you can drink more coffee. That's fine.
I think you're going to need to bring a copy of the article and be like, so I read this.
I need more coffee.
I need more coffee.
I need coffee, Doc.
I'm channeling my inner Lorelai Gilmore tonight.
Coffee. Okay, some takeaways here from the coffee episode. Okay, coffee is delicious and might be the perfect drink.
Yes.
Coffee can be healthy in moderation.
No.
You can turn a beverage into a hobby and even a craft if you want to by DIYing, right?
Yes.
And we had too much coffee. Coffee. So, Anne-Marie, where can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at AMDSimone, and I have a blog where I do crafts and recipes and good stuff like that at crunchycrafty.com.
And as for me, you can find me on Twitter at Bill Meeks. You can find the books I write, The Dog Boy Adventures, about a teenage superhero named Dog Boy, at dogboyadventures.com. And you can follow the other podcasts we work on, Greetings from Storybrooke, which is a fan cast about Once Upon a Time on ABC, at Greetings from Storybrooke.com, and Legends of Gotham, which is a fan cast about the hit Fox TV show Gotham, at legendsofgotham.com. And as always, you can find show notes for this episode, links to all the other stuff we're doing, a bunch of original video content, all sorts of stuff like that, at universebox.com. And we stream 8:30 p.m. EST every Thursday night at youtube.universebox.com. Well, I guess that about does it. Any closing business from the chat room? Are they still having fun over there?
Nah, there's another team, Anne-Marie, so whoop whoop.
Excellent.
And now they've moved on to talking about more TV shows.
Fair enough. Okay, well, until next time, remember to think outside.
Do not adjust your computer screen. It's your mind we're changing. Stories set to a theme. Think outside. Universe Box.